Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall, coming to you from Vikings Entertainment Network Studios at Winter Park. It's time to talk some Vikings. We got 6 questions from you guys to help guide us through it, so let's get started. Question number 1 comes from Chris. What kind of numbers should we expect from Teddy next year? Stats don't tell the whole story, but I feel like he should have more than 20 touchdowns. This, Chris, is a tricky subject because we could put some numbers up on the screen, 65% completion mark, 4,000 passing yards, 20 touchdowns, as Chris said. But the tricky part about that is a quarterback can reach those milestones, but the team can still not perform very well. I think what's more important is the team performing well and the quarterback being a big part of that. So that is the thing to watch with Teddy. And if I have to give you a number for Teddy, it's 2. And that's 2 NFC North titles. That's what we want from Teddy and the Vikings after 2016. The next question comes from Benjamin in Georgia. Adam Thielen is great on special teams, but do you see him being more included in the offense? I certainly wouldn't rule it out this year for Mr. Thielen. A lot of people think the Vikings are going to address wide receiver in the draft. Whether they do or not, I think Adam Thielen is going to have an opportunity to carve a niche for himself in this offense, both as a pass catcher and as a run blocker, because he's got the toughness to do that. But Adam Thielen's bread and butter is as a core special teams player for Mike Prefer's group. Blake has the next question. Glad to see Greenway re-signed. With the other linebacker signings, do you see the Vikings taking a linebacker during the draft? Well, first, let's review what the Vikings have at linebacker right now. 2 free agent signings this year in Emmanuel Lemur and Travis Lewis. You also have the Greenway re-signing. You have Audie Cole who re-signed. And then, of course, Anthony Barr and Eric Kendrick. So the Vikings have a lot of talent at the linebacker position. Add in Edmund Robinson from last year's draft, and they're very deep at linebacker. But that does not preclude them from taking another linebacker in this year's draft, because you need a lot of good linebackers on your team. They play defense, of course, but linebackers play special teams a bunch too. So it's great to have quality depth at every position, but particularly at linebacker. So it will not surprise me if the Vikings take yet another one in this year's draft. Our next question comes from my man Levi in Ghana. He asks, there is a lot of talk that the Vikings will draft an offensive guard in the early rounds, but is that necessary with the talented guards we already have? Well, the Vikings have been loading up on the offensive line this offseason. They re-signed Mike Harris. Of course, you have Joe Berger, who played center last year but can also play guard. Brandon Fusco has played both left guard and right guard. And, of course, the Vikings had a big free agent signing in Alex Boone. But with the offensive line the last 2 years, the Vikings have had some injuries and some depth issues, so you can't blame them for wanting to stock up along the offensive line. And that's why it won't be a surprise to see the Vikings select an offensive lineman or 2 in this year's draft. They took 3 last year. It wouldn't surprise me to see multiple this year as well. Daniel has the next question. Do you think AP will break the rushing title this year? Well, we know Adrian can get there. He was just 9 yards short of the NFL single season rushing title in 2012. So can he do it? Yes, we know he can. But is it good for the team? That's another matter. I think it'd be better for the team to have a more balanced attack than it had in 2012. That means Teddy Bridgewater is racking up yards and touchdowns through the air, and Adrian is doing his thing on the ground. I think team win total is more important than Adrian's rushing total. The last question comes from Ed in Pontiac, Michigan. Which NFC North team, aside from the Vikings, do you think has done the best job with its roster? Well, if you take a look at the offseason activity, I think Detroit is going to look the most different on offense heading into 2016. They lost Calvin Johnson. They signed Marvin Jones. They got a nice little duo at running back. So I like Detroit, what they have done on offense, even though they lost Calvin Johnson. The Bears are going to look the most different on defense. They signed away star linebacker Danny Trevathan from the Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos. Add him to John Fox's defense. I think the Bears are going to look the most different on defense. The Packers, of course, who the Vikings took the division crown from last season, are going to welcome back Jordy Nelson to their roster, so they're going to look a little bit different too. I think it's too early to say which team has done a better job this offseason of improving its roster, but one thing is for sure, the NFC North is going to be a competitive division in 2016. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. And please stay tuned to Vikings.com. The draft is coming up in just a few weeks, and we're going to get you ready for it right here on the website. Our draft preview series, which includes lots of written articles and some film studies of the draft's top prospects will all continue on Vikings.com this week and in the days leading up to the 2016 NFL Draft. Talk to you guys next week.